Hello, Gary. Hope you're feeling better, and I hope that this gives you some sense of comfort. It's an actual experience I once had. I was working at the Museum of the American Indian. After a long day, I was sitting on a bench waiting for the bus. And to my surprise, I discovered a caterpillar on my shoulder. And I went off with my business and sitting there, and then I got on the bus, and then I realized, oh, the caterpillar's still on my shoulder. I got home, and I went into my room, and I can't keep him in the house, so I took him and put him on the deck. And that didn't work, so I took him out to the yard and put him by some ferns and said goodbye. Went to my room, and I looked up some information about caterpillars and extraordinary little creatures. So I said, I'm going to write a poem and call it Caterpillar on My Shoulder. A park bench collared between two giant redwoods in a meadow of ancestral miwok. Close by, the gentle creek winds round the bay laurel, scents sail up and into the blooming sky. All two misbehaving distractions and fail to point out the caterpillars on my shoulder. Getting off whistle stop bus on my shoulder. Sweet 16 legs, 6 pairs of eyes. And I ask you, how did you end up on my shoulder? You caterpillar busy, so busy with light, but no images. Imagine about to become the beauteous winged wonder, metamorphosing larva, pupa transcending transition. Good God! Reproductive imago. Too late to stop now. Chrysalis open, say so me, power greater than self. Non-self. Ourselves. Yeah. Yes. Where is the valley when you need the fairies to take your hand, transcending, transcendent, child of God?